This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
We got to shout out our sponsors here at the BCB. Guys, check out Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore over in Englishtown Flea Market.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Heather.
New Jersey. What do we got? G.I. Joe's, Ghostbusters.
We got horror. Wrestling. We got wrestling. We got video games. They always have great stuff in the store, always stocked to the gills. I might actually go there tomorrow.
Best store in the world. Our favorite store.
Some of our favorite people, too. I love them.
That's it. And also got to shout out our new sponsors here for May, the No Gimmicks Podcast. Podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. Check them out on all your podcast platforms. And they have a Facebook group, the No Gimmicks Podcast fan page. Check them out. Let's do some interviews, goodest brother.
Let's do this.
Stay tuned.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special WrestleShow NJ edition of the BCP. Guys, it's going to be Saturday, May 20th, 2023 at the Middletown Sports Complex, close to home. I love that. 214 Harmony Road in Middletown, New Jersey. Guys, get your tickets now. It's pretty cheap admission, too. I just checked it out. WrestleShowNJ.com. Lots of big guests. The headliner, obviously, being Danhausen. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But please welcome to the show, making his debut on the BCP, the head honcho for WrestleShow. Please welcome in our good friend, Mr. Richie Sorrentino. Richie, welcome in, man. Applause track. How are you, bro?
Thank you for having me. Appreciate being here. How's everything going tonight?
Everything's good, man, and I appreciate you, man. You know, we were talking about the show. I saw it was at Middletown, close to home. You know, a lot of times we're running all over the place. This is great, man. I'm very excited. You know, as came up in the Asbury Park music scene, so this is cool, close to home. A lot of indie talent featured on this event. Richie, I got to ask you, man, when you're putting WrestleShow together, why Middletown? Why this area of New Jersey? Because for me, it's perfect.
Okay, well, I'm a Staten Island guy, so for me, it's not as perfect as you. You're closer to the venue.
Yeah.
But to me, so like, you know, I know you do some music stuff. So, you know, I worked with a lot of music acts, early 2000s.
Really?
Yeah, I used to work for Keith Hewins, Z100 out in New York City.
Sure.
So I did a lot of stuff with them. So what's funny is Middletown, they were booking dance acts for me over the summer.
Okay.
So they were booking, you know, 90s dance acts, 2000s dance acts. And somewhere along the lines, wrestling got brought up. Now, I had this idea in 2019 of doing a convention. It's going to be in Brooklyn. And then the whole COVID thing happened in 2020. So, couldn't do a convention. So, kind of got pushed to the back burner. They started bringing up wrestling and doing something. Like, you know, we see all these wrestling events. You think we could do something? And I go, you know what? At my house, I actually have a plan of what I wanted to do. So, it kind of is funny. Like, it really wasn't planned to be in Middletown. But, like, kind of the venue, like, brought it up. We talked about it. We went over numbers. We went over different things. And it made sense. And I was like, let's do it for the people. Let's do something out here. Do something a little different.
Love it. Love it, man. I'm very, very excited for that, man. And I want to bear the lead, as we say here in journalism, man. Let's talk about it. The headliner, man. Someone who is arguably one of the most popular acts in the world of professional wrestling today. One of the most popular personas. One of the top merch sellers. I think this is a great move by you guys. And of course, we're talking about very nice, very evil Danhausen, man. Talk to us about bringing Danhausen in and making him the headliner and how fans can get tickets and all that great stuff.
So Danhausen, you know, like I said, you know, I haven't said anything yet, but Danhausen, you know, he's a cool guy. He's a good guy. You know, he's, like you said, top merch seller, ProWrestlingTees.com, for anybody who doesn't know. He sells his merch. He sells his stuff. I believe he's got a figure coming out. I don't know if it comes out this week or next week. I think it's like borderline if it comes out or not. You probably know this answer better than me if the figure comes out.
Yeah, I think it is coming out soon.
It's supposed to come out like soon. So it could come out 2 days from now. It could come out 2 weeks from now. So who knows? But yeah, so the opportunity came when we made planned the show for May 20th for Russell Show, New Jersey. And they said, you know, what about Danhausen? What about him? I said, let's try and get him. So luckily, you know, that worked out. You know, some things didn't work out. You know, it's wrestling business. Some things worked out. Some things didn't work out. But luckily, you know, he worked out, and that was a good thing. And, you know, he's excited to come. I spoke to him the other day. He actually did a promotional video. I know I sent it to you privately. He, you know, he did a promotional video for you. He's very hyped to come. You know, he's got, I think it's a shoulder or arm injury or something he's got. But, yeah, he's definitely, you know, willing to come, sucking up the pain. He wants to see everybody. And he's ready to go, Danhausen. He's looking forward to it.
I love that. Very well said. And if you know wrestling and you know wrestlers, when they're sidelined with stuff like that, man, they really, you know, typically they miss it. And I think this is a good way for Danhausen to be amongst the fans again. So I'm sure he's going to appreciate seeing y'all as much as you appreciate seeing him. And he does have his major bendy figure. There's Danhausen cards. There's the Danhausen micro brawlers. I just got mine. So go get your stuff signed. And now, is it something they can get on the website, the Wrestle Show, or is it day of, or a mix of both? Okay, for Danhausen?
So the way that he works with him is it's $40 an autograph. $40 a photo, everything's day up with him. It's $60 for the combo for him.
Oh, yeah, for Danhausen. That's a good deal for Danhausen. Again, arguably one of the most popular wrestlers.
We tried to make it as affordable as possible. I know some conventions, they charge you $40 just to walk in the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't want to do, that was one thing I said from the beginning is, can't charge people $40 in the door to get in. I can't charge you $20 to park your car. Can't do it. So those are like the two main things for me. And they're like, Rich, we have free parking. So the venue, if anybody does not know Middletown area, Middletown Sports Complex, they have a free parking lot right outside their venue. To the right side and to the left side on Route 35, they have two big parking lots for, let's say there's like shopping centers. Well, you live in the area, you know this better than me. So there's two big shopping centers, one's on the right side, one's on the left side. They gave us full permission. Anybody could park there. Nobody's getting towed. There's going to be no problems. I know some conventions, they've had problems in the past due to not communicating with the people on the block. So we communicated with that neighborhood. There are signs all over that neighborhood. So if anybody drives along New Jersey and they're in, and they pass Route 35, Route 36, you have to see signs for Russell Show. There's no way you're driving past there and you don't see signs.
Love it, man. And thank you for sharing that. I can't wait. We got to talk about bringing in some of the other talent. Now, I know there's a lot of different promoters and vendors bringing in different talent, man. But I like the attention to some of the legends coming in, man. Ron Simmons, we've got to work with him in the past. Great dude. Rikishi, you know, the bloodline is very, very hot right now. Funaki, number one SmackDown announcer. Melina's going to be there. I'm very excited about that. Tell us about your philosophy in booking some of these legends. You know, people want to get their encyclopedia signed, get some of their old action figures signed, man. This is very exciting.
So it's definitely an exciting thing. You know, you got something else. You know, a lot of people like to cater to one particular thing. So whether it's AEW or whether it's just females, people like to cater to just one thing. To me, I looked at it, again, same concept. I looked at it like I had a vision, you know, and again, some things didn't pan out of certain acts that couldn't come in, you know, the dates didn't work, finances didn't work. But my whole thing was, let's have it for somebody who could go where it's like young kids could go, their parents could go, their grandparents could go. It's like you got guys like Johnny Rods on the show, 1970s guy, Johnny Rods, guys in the Hall of Fame. And then you got the Johnny Rods in the 1990s, Barry Horowitz, he's on the show. So you're all over the place. You got current AEW guys. You got upcoming indie talent for females and different things. You got Attitude Era guys. You got Ultimo Dragon, big in New Japan, big was in WCW. You remember growing up with all the belts he had. You know, who doesn't love Ultimo Dragon with all his titles? So, you know, it's a mixture of something for everybody. You know, so every fan base, I feel, has at least one or two guys that they could get who they like. You know, so if they go with a family, which was my concept was, make it family affordable. You know, there's food there. There's drinks there. So, like, you know, you can get, you know, it's a sports complex. So for anybody who's been to like a baseball game, that's the type of food they have there. So you got hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, anything you picture a baseball game, that's what they serve there. So it's definitely good that you can sit down and eat. There's a nice eating area there. So, you know, if you're hungry or you're thirsty, there'll definitely be stuff there to have.
It's going to be a great day. I'm hyped. Obviously, the BCP will be there covering the event. Very excited. We love doing these conventions.
Everybody,
man,
go over and support them. Go over to their table, support them.
Definitely appreciate that. This is my guy right here. I appreciate that, man. And Richie, you touched on it briefly, man, but this is something, this is, you know, pretty much, you know, they use the term pillar a lot in pro wrestling today. This is pretty much like the pillar of the BCP, the foundation, man. We're very big on the local indie music scene and the local indie wrestling scene. And I love that a lot of conventions, this one included, and yourself bringing in a lot of the indie talent. I am contractually obligated at all times to put over Vicious Vicky. She will be there as well, signing autographs for no particular reason. I have to put her over at all times. But that being said, check out
everybody support her. Everybody,
yeah, support the Vicious one, right? I don't want to be sleeping on the couch. All right. That being said, check out all this great indie talent coming in, man. And I love that all these conventions are bringing in the indie talent because they are the future, man. What was your thought in saying, like, hey, we're going to bring in legends, we're going to bring in current TV stars, Danhausen, Hall of Famers. Let's get some of these up and comers in here too, because the fans are really connecting with them.
Right. You have to mix it up. You have to mix it up. Now, again, I can't take all the credit for everybody who was booked. As you said earlier, you know, certain vendors, they bring in whoever they bring in. Some vendors did call me in advance and ask me what's my opinion on this one or that one. Like, I'll give you an example of someone who was in NXT for a little bit. Like Brandi Lauren, she's a personal friend of mine. Somebody called me, asked me about Brandi. I said, listen, let me call Brandi. I'll ask her. So Brandi ended up working for a vendor. You know, she's on the show. You know, obviously, Vicky's on the show, like you said. Shout out to Vicky. Vicky's on the show. So there's a lot of upcoming talent that some people might be aware of or might not be aware of. And, you know, they might have done a few AEW dark matches or done a few NWA. But, you know, they haven't got that really big break yet. And a lot of them, are, you know, I call them, I don't know if you know this or not. I call them top 25 prospects. So, like, last year, Miss Gray, for example, she was a top 25 prospect. So another thing that I do is I sell wrestling autographs. So my group, GTG Productions, which they sponsor Wrestle Show, when we used to sell autographs to do the weekly auctions, we used to always sell Miss Gray before she was in the baddies, before she did anything really with AEW, besides dark here and there, I'd always say top 25 prospect. Now I don't say that anymore about her. And new girls have fit that bracket. You know, you got, what's her name? Emily J. You got a bunch of different ones, you know, that are on the, that I would say top 25 bracket. Harley Cameron was on it, and now she's on AEW. So I can't use her anymore. She's also on the show, Harley Cameron. But, you know, as of last year, if you go back to videos that I posted, I would say Harley Cameron, top 25 prospect, because she wasn't doing anything in any major federation at the time. She was, yeah, she was in NXT for a little bit, I think. But other than that, she wasn't really doing anything. Now she's on AEW the past couple of weeks. She won on a Rampage either a week or two ago. So she's doing good. She's getting some TV time. You know, you never know what's going to happen. So my thought process was like this. If you get some of these younger girls, even guys included, I don't want to leave out the guys, younger girls or guys, but a lot of people are going to book the girls, and that's just the business, you know. But if you get a lot of these young talents, you don't know who the next Trish Stratus is going to be. You don't know who the next Hulk Hogan is going to be. You don't know. Britt Baker, I remember seeing her in an indie show, and I had no clue who she was. Years later, now she's a top person. You never know who you're going to run into, who you're going to meet. And I'm sure with all the shows you guys do and all the interviews you guys do, you know, you never know. And then years later, you're like, wait, I worked with that person. Oh, wait, you know, I knew this person when they did this, so they did that. You know, you never know who's gonna go up or who's going to quit and do something else. You don't know.
I love that, man. And thank you for sharing that. That's amazing, because we've seen it so many times over the past 3-4 years on the show. A lot of people we've talked to, they're currently on NXT, currently on AEW, currently under contract somewhere. And it's so cool to see people succeed. But it's also cool of you guys to put on these conventions so the up-and-comers can mingle with some of these Hall of Famers, you know, before the fans come in. You know, we shake everyone's hand. We know the deal. And it's cool to, you know, pick everyone's brain and learn from, you know, past generations and current stars and all that thing. All those things of that nature. So it's very, very cool. I appreciate you doing that, man. Now, you say you come from the world of music, correct?
That's where I came from. That's where I started. Yeah.
Same. Same. Started. So do you see I was a drummer in the Asbury Park area. I still play, not as in many bands or anything like that these days, man, a little bit more in the wrestling world, but there's so many parallels, man. And I will say, like you just mentioned, in wrestling, I've seen so many people make it. You know, the music industry is very, very hard. You know, I think Mark Cuban even said it on Shark Tank one time, man. Do you see a lot of those parallels that I see when they're the music scene wrestling, at wrestling?
Wrestling and music, okay? And again, you know it, and I know it. It's going to be hard for me to explain this best way I can, but I'm going to try for those that have no idea why both worlds are all kind of the same. So when you deal with music people and you deal with wrestling people, you're dealing with agents. You're dealing with promoters. You're dealing with a lot of different egos, a lot of different personalities. I don't want to use the word egos. A lot of different personalities you're dealing with. And again, it's not for everybody. So you might have a person who's doing music 2 or 3 years. They can be really good, and they just – you know, they feel like they didn't get their break and they quit. Like, there's plenty of people. I've been doing music probably. So I started out in about 17 years old. I'll be 39 November. So when I was about 17, my friend was a DJ. So, you know, I used to hang out with him a lot. And then all of a sudden I started DJing. So I would do like weddings, sweet 16s, things like that. And then another friend of mine, he would talk on a microphone. So we would go to a bunch of team nights, and I got statute of limitations, so I can say this now. And I had my fake ID. So besides team nights, I was going to 23 and over nights at Webster Hall. So around on Wednesday, I'd be going out to Webster Hall and going to school the next day. Statute of limitations, I'm allowed to say that. Webster Hall can't get in trouble. Plus a bunch of other nightclubs. So I was building my connections. And then one day, the rapper Eminem, he got sick. He didn't get sick. I'm sorry. The MC got sick, who was going to introduce him. He got sick. And they're like, Rich, you're good at talking. So what do you mean I'm good at talking? Rich, you're already DJing. You've done a few things. You know, you've emceed. You know, you've hyped up the crowd. You've done a few things. I said, yeah, but what do you need? Hype up this crowd. So it was a teen night. Eminem was in Staten Island. This had to be like early 2000s.
Wow.
And I remember like it was yesterday. I grabbed the mic, set it up the hell out of nothing. One thing about me is I'm very good at winging it. If you give me a thing like read this, I'm not good at it. Like, I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Jersey. We actually have it in Jersey. I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So I have a broadcasting degree and a business degree. So anytime I have to read like this, and it's like, read this, I always screw it up. Okay, that's just the truth. I admit it. If I got to read off paper, never good. If I'm winging it, everybody has a good time. But, you never know what's going to happen. You know, and luckily with the music stuff, the reason why everything is kind of the same is, so, like, we'll just fast forward a whole bunch. We can get back to this later, but I'll just fast forward a whole bunch. So, people who book music talent for me, because I still sell music talent from the ones I used to work with in the early 2000s and 2010s. So, if anybody lives in New York, New Jersey, and they went to, like, Jersey Shore, or they went to, like, any KTU Beat Stocks, they had them in Jersey, PNC Arts Center.
Yeah.
I was one of the guys who planned those KTU Beat Stocks. It was me. Z100 Jingle Ball when they had them. It's one of the guys who planned those things. And then I would MC the Kings afterwards. Yeah, true story. True stories. But everybody thought my age was a lot older than it was at the time. But did plan it for years. And K2 Beatstock, I actually got to MC a lot of those concerts, did a lot of those after parties. They were very good. The crowds were very good. You know, and again, you met a lot of people. But the wrestling and the music is similar. Because you have to deal with that talent, their needs, their wants. You know, there's certain talents, I'm not going to mention their names, you know, but there's certain talents. And wrestling is the same. I don't know if you experienced the shit in wrestling where they want, let's say like Skittles. Let's say they want Skittles, but only the red Skittles.
Right,
only the red. And that's it. Yeah. Like, but I've seen wrestlers do it too. I thought it was.
Are you serious? Really?
Listen, there's certain wrestlers that are divas. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot here publicly. I'll tell you about it privately. But there are certain wrestlers that are male and female that are divas, and they want certain things, and it's in their contracts, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, rider, yeah.
That's who you book. Like, if you book, you know, $10,000 guy or more, there's a lot of demands. You know, so some of the newer upcoming talents, they're humble, they're hungry. And there's talents I've watched grow over the years, whether it's music or wrestling. And you see the change. The more that they get, the more that they change the way that they talk, the way that they act. And then some people are the opposite. You know, they were shy at first, and then they become more outgoing. It's a weird thing. But music and wrestling is definitely – yeah, I could probably sit there for 40 minutes going through similar, but there's definitely a lot.
I think that's a very fair point, man. And that's something I always say very publicly, is because we see everyone, you know, achieve success, or a lot of people, I should say, achieve success, you know, from the independents. And I always pay attention, no matter how big or how small the success, how people conduct themselves, how they handle that success, man. And we're always big advocates of people, you know, staying humble. If you have a platform, or if you are, you know, able, you know, give to a charity, use that platform as well, man. And there are a lot of great people in wrestling as well, man. It is definitely definitely a circus, like we always say here on the BCP. But I want to ask you, Richie, man, I want to ask you, because I see you rocking that Stone Cold Rock Pop Funko WrestleMania shirt. Who were your guys growing up? Like, who were your favorite guys?
Okay, so let's say late 80s. So I was born 84.
Okay.
So My father always watched wrestling, always watched. My father actually used to hang out with Pedro Morales. They weren't the best of friends, but my father was born in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Pedro was either the champion or IC champ at the time. I think he was IC champ. Pedro would train at YMCA gym in Williamsburg. My father would go there, play basketball, this and the other. And, like, you know, there was an age gap between the two, but they were friendly with each other. I was actually supposed to meet Pedro a couple weeks before he passed.
Oh, wow.
A couple, you know, like he was, I think it was like a 3-week gap. I spoke to the wife. I explained to who my father was, you know, just like naming everything that my father ever told me that, you know, and the guy, you know, he had an old timer, he had a bunch of different health problems. But she was like, you know, he was, for him to be like, there's no way you would know these things. He didn't know my father by his full name or anything like that. But once I explained everything of where he lived, how many times he went to the gym, what days, you know, there's no way I would know these things. So he was like, yeah, definitely come down, bring your father. Then, you know, then he fortunately passed away. But my father was big on wrestling, always watched it, this, that, the other. So late 80s, I always rooted for the bad guys. So say, you know, Ted DiBiase, this one, that one, except if they fought Hulk Hogan. If they fought Hulk Hogan, even if it was one of my bad guys, Hulk Hogan came first. As far as WWF, Hulk Hogan definitely was above the bad guys. Okay, you remember like in your fifth grade yearbook, and it's like favorite person?
So I remember, so I came in real late. I didn't come in to wrestling until I was in college. So it was Ruthless Aggression. So Rey Mysterio for me was the one who.
But do you remember in school, whether it was high school or grammar school, and they're like favorite person, and people like my uncle or my family or my friends? You remember that question on the yearbook?
Oh, on the yearbook. Yeah, I got you. Yes, okay. Yes.
So in fifth grade, in my yearbook, it says favorite person.
Yeah.
My favorite person in 1995, make everybody in the room laugh. Every single one of you is going to laugh right now. Ravishing Rick Rude was my favorite person.
Nice.
And I think okay. Why? He got with all the girls. How can I not like that? You know? So Rick Rude was my guy. In 95, Rick Rude, when they said favorite, and people were like this, who the hell is Rick Rude? Because again, they didn't watch wrestling. So they had no clue who Rick Rude was. But yeah, I got made fun of for that from like sixth grade till about sophomore year of high school. Because then by sophomore year of high school, or at least when I was in high school, everybody started watching wrestling. You start seeing the X shirts. You start seeing Austin 316 shirts, ECFNW shirts. So more people started watching wrestling. I didn't get made fun of anymore. You know, but when I had that Rick Rude thing, I got made fun of for years. I want to say made fun of. Let me rephrase that. You know, they bust my chops about it. I want to say made fun of. But definitely busted my chops for a long time about that favorite person thing. And then in high school, I'm like, wait, same people who make it fun. You guys are all wearing wrestling shirts now. Mm-hmm. You just never know how things work out. But yeah, definitely right after the late 80s was a new generation. So like 93 to 97, I was always at the Garden. My father worked for this bank or something. We used to always get box seats. So WrestleMania 10, I was there. Curtain call, I was there. You know, numerous things happened at the Garden. I was definitely there. Definitely the curtain call, definitely WrestleMania 10.
Whoa.
I think it was Survivor Series when Austin, that was the Meadowlands, when Austin broke Owen's neck with the power driver, was the opposite way. Owen broke Austin.
Yeah, right? Austin, yeah.
I was there for that at the Meadowlands. So definitely Meadowlands, Spectrum in PA, the Garden. Those, I was always there. Every month, every 2 months, we'd always go.
That's epic. That's epic, man. I'm glad you're so connected to it, man. And Richie, I'm gonna be respectful of your time, but I got to ask you this, man, because you're a talker. You know the business in and out, man. Obviously, you're doing, you know, the promotion. You're putting on these conventions, and we're very appreciative of the opportunity. Thank you again. But does any part of you think, hey, I'd make a good manager? I don't need to read this piece of paper. I'm pretty good on the mic, man. Any part of you thinking about stepping in the ring and representing some talent here?
Listen, I was down to do that. It was discussed about, so I got into wrestling in terms of booking guys, because I was booked music guys at first, did a bunch of nightclubs, did different things like that. But I got into wrestling probably in terms of booking guys, 2011-ish, give or take a year or two, somewhere in that time frame. So it was discussed. Me and Jimmy Hart actually did talk about it, because that was one of my guys. You know, he had his megaphone and stuff. So I would work lines. Like, are you familiar with Big Event, for example?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Big Event, Tom Unger runs that. Before he ran Big Event, he saw an ice cream store. They would hire me to book reality stars. They would hire me to help work the lines. And I'd have a megaphone, I'd work the line. So a lot of stuff with the wrestling, I met from Tom, and there's another guy, Dan Sherman. I can't exclude Dan in this. Dan owned a card store on Avenue X in Brooklyn, and then he owned the card store on Giffords Lane in Staten Island. And those two guys, you know, they were competing, booking wrestling talents, but I'd work with both guys. I'd help the lines. I'd help promote it. And from there, I was meeting wrestling guys. And one day, there was a fan there. And if anybody goes to wrestling conventions, they probably know this fan now. But at the time, he was just a fan. And I was just someone who I didn't even have interest in booking a damn talent, to be honest with you. So the guy's name is Lewis Illis. He owns Ultimate Stars.
Sure, we know Lewis.
Right? Yeah, sure. So Lewis came up to me. I'd see him on the lines. We say, what's up? This, that, the other. And we started talking. We hit it off. And at the time, me and him lived 7 blocks away from each other. But we didn't go to the same schools. I didn't know him. And we were talking. He goes, hey, listen, if I book Rob Terry, this one and this one, would you go half? I go, man, I don't really know anything about that. I know about music stuff. He goes, yeah, that's why I'm asking you. You know how to sell stuff. You know how to promote. Would you want to get in? I thought about it for a little bit. I said, you know what? What do I got to lose? You know what I mean? I'm already doing music stuff. Let's do wrestling stuff. So without that conversation with Lewis,
wow,
I don't know if I ever would have booked guys. Maybe it would have happened down the road, but that's really how it started. It wasn't like a pre-planned, I want to book wrestling guys, I want to do a show. It wasn't, I was still in the music business at that point. So it wasn't, you know, I still had a real job. Like when I say I'm in the music business, I was in the music business, but you still have to work 9 to 5. So
that's,
I mean,
that's it, man. That's the truth.
Young kids out there, it wasn't that, you know, I was living a dream. It wasn't that I was traveling all over the world, because that wasn't the case. You know, I was doing good. You know, it was good for the weekends, but still had to work a 9 to 5. Like I worked for the courts. I worked for different places. I worked for, you know, a bunch of different things over the years. Last 6 years, I've been fixing people's credit, you know, boosting scores. But if I had credit problems, you contact this podcast, get a hold of me. But contact the podcast first so they get their praise for it. Let the podcast know you need your credit fixed. I'll look at it, no obligation, and we'll take it from there and see if I can help you out. But that's what I do now. I fix credit. But, yeah, without Lewis, I don't know if I would be booking guys.
Yeah, I love Lewis. Always great to see Lewis. I hope. Is he going to be there on
He's got, we'll see him. He'll be there. He's got Caitlin Alexis. He might pull something up his sleeve in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. I can't really get into that. It's his personal business. But he might be pulling somebody from AEW the next 3 days. So he pulls it off last minute. God bless. I hope he does.
I like the teaser, man. This ain't your first rodeo. A little BCP exclusive. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. This is the first podcast that I definitely said about Lewis's thing. That's for sure. In terms of he might have somebody. Listen, that person could be announced. That's me and you are talking right now. I don't know. I didn't speak to Lewis today. So
I won't press. Yeah.
So this person could be posted on Facebook right now, the person I'm talking about. All I'll say is it's the guy, and the guy's in AEW. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then if there's a Russell show part 2, if there is.
Teaser.
Then that guy could come. But, yeah, Lewis has Caitlin Alexis, if you're not familiar with her. She'd be one of those ones that fall in the top 25 prospects. She's fought in AEW Dark, I think. Fought on, I think, Impact. Not sure about NWA. And then they got, like, that Shine Wrestling. I don't know. You know more about these women's wrestling federations than me. So, you know. So, like, women's are wrestling is a thing now, right? That's a thing. So, you know, a lot of these girls, they fought in all these federations. And, you know, again, it's hard to keep track of so many federations. It's hard. For me to watch SmackDown and Raw, I'll be honest, I fast forward a lot. You know, there's certain things I like. There's certain people I'll watch, see what they have to say. But, yeah, you know, it's hard to watch all the products. There's so many different products, which is good, but it's good in a way, too, because It gives you different options. If you don't like WWE, you have 10 other things you could watch.
Yeah, good. Like I always say, good problem to have. You know, we always enjoy talking about it as much as we can here on the show and talking to everyone. And now we have this opportunity again on Saturday to talk to the up and comers, some of these legends and stuff like that. So, Richie, I do want to thank you for your time, man. But before we get her out of here, we are all about the shameless promo, man. I know you're good at this stuff already, man. One more time, tell everyone where they can get their tickets, Wrestle Show Middletown, how they can get down there, all that good stuff.
So, everybody, so listen, guys. May 20th, Middletown, New Jersey. www.wrestleshownj.com. That is the website. It shows you the whole list of everybody that's on it. If you have Instagram, WrestleshowNJ. If you have Facebook, type in WrestleShow space NJ. There's a fan page. There's a group page. You know, there's videos of different wrestlers talking about what they're doing. You know, the vendors posted what they're doing. I posted what I'm doing. You guys definitely want to check out the sites. You definitely want to support. You know, it's a little too late now sending your mail orders, but if we do a part two, get your mail orders in advance. You know, like I said, it's definitely pocket friendly, $15 to get in, free parking. Like I said, it's definitely a good time. I'm going to be there. The podcast, they're going to be there. You know, everybody's going to be there. So, you know, support us, come over to us. You know, both me and him, we're both very friendly guys. If you come over, you shake hands, you talk. We're not going to not talk to you. Now, there's some conventions, and I'm sure you've been to them, but you do a lot of indie shows too.
Yep.
And like people come over to other people, I'm not going to mention names, they come over to other people, and like they don't want to give them the time of day. It's like whether it's a person who sells wrestling autographs or whether it's a tap, they don't want to give you the time of day. We don't do that. I can speak for me and I can speak for them. Us to us, we don't do that. You know,
yeah, we love to talk to everybody and talk about wrestling. That's what it's all about.
Like there's some vendors on the show I personally never met yet, but 90% of the people on the show, there's some vendors I did have to turn down due to their political nonsense in the wrestling community. I had to say no to them. Because again, it's family friendly thing, and who wants the drama? You know.
Yeah, no drama. This is the escape from reality. This is wrestling. Yeah.
But it's a fun family friendly thing, and we want people to come out, have a good time, and like, when's the next show? And then hopefully, which I'm going to say, you know, I don't think I said it yet. I don't think I said it yet publicly. So this podcast is going to be exclusive right here. If there is a Wrestle Show too, there will be matches. There will be matches going forward.
Ooh, big announcement.
That was the one thing that we kind of wanted to happen where the venue and us couldn't see eye to eye with. They wanted to see what wrestling would draw. So that was kind of why there was none. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of indie shows that night. Support those shows. They're good people. There's good federations. You got about four or five to choose from. There's a lot of them that are about 20 minutes away from. And I'm sure they know better than me of which federations are where and the addresses and whatnot. You talk to a lot of different people. So, but I can tell you this, if you're at the convention, you want to watch wrestling at night, you got about four or five different choices of places to go. So,
yeah.
You know, great definitely, so if you want to see wrestling, there's definitely wrestling within that area, but you don't have to go home afterwards. If you want to watch wrestling, I told every single one of those companies, you can come by, bring your flyers. I'm not greedy. That's one thing about me. I'm not greedy. You know, I don't see it as I'm competing with them. They're doing something at night. I don't see it as competition. All the people, they'd be threatened by that. Me personally, and I told them, we're not competing and vice versa. You know, if you want to promote something for me and I'll promote it for you, that's what it all should be about is networking. That's ding, the ding, biggest ding. Problem before I go. That is the biggest problem with the wrestling community, in my personal opinion. People don't want to network. People think they're better than a wrestler. Me personally, I guess in throwing conventions, I'm the new kid on the block in terms of throwing. I might have thrown a bunch of nightclub events. I might have thrown other events. In terms of conventions, throwing them, I'm the new kid on the block. But I'm not looking to make waves with anybody. You know, support everybody, support the talent, support the vendors. And if you have any questions, just go to www.wrestleshownj.com. It's a contact us button. It shows you how to buy tickets. It shows you everything you need to know. But if you have any questions, just contact. Ask me either Richie Sorrentino or Vinny Bufano. And one of us two will help you guys. And that's pretty much all I got to say about the show. It's going to be a good time. I didn't mention this. There's two floors.
Ooh.
And it's handicap accessible. So if anybody's in a wheelchair, so they definitely can get in, and there's an elevator. So nobody has anything to worry about. Nobody has to feel uncomfortable. You know, I know some places they're not handicap accessible. This place is. And we picked out for that reason too. So that people who normally can't get into places because of that reasoning, now they have a place to go.
Love it, man. It's going to be a great time, man. And like you said, you know, this is where we have indie wrestling, legends, current AEW talent, maybe one more on the way. We got a little teaser. We got an BCP exclusive here, man. I'm excited for part two, maybe some matches on the way. We'll see what happens. Richie, thank you so much for taking the time, man. It was good to talk to you, get to know you a little bit better. I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Hope to see everybody on Saturday. And support the podcast, everybody. Support, support, support.
Love it. That's what it's all about. Richie, thanks for the time, man. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Good night, guys.
Hello. I'd like to welcome you to paradise where everyone